Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Out looking at what's right in front of you. Maybe sort of take that advice when it comes to Roman numerals. Golic Jr., Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. Janae Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, yes, our brackets aren't done, but I'm not the only one. Hopefully we'll get it done, even though the games, I believe, start very soon.
Probably 10 minutes. Yeah. But remember, it's the first round of these games here. So we've got time here before tomorrow to have them locked in, as does anyone who wants to jump in our bracket challenge on ESPN.com/bracket.
We will get them done today, and you guys can play with us. Now, this hour, I'm so excited because we will give you everything you need to know when it comes to NFL free agency, and we'll have fun by playing Book It. You can book it. All of these moves that are being made right now in the NFL, it's so fun. But the block is kind of hot, Junior, for certain teams, especially with young quarterbacks, and we'll tell you exactly which teams are, you know, in the hot seat based on the free agency moves and the expectations coming this season. But first, Junior, I have to go here because we just got breaking news from the NFL with the new TV deal. And we're joking that Junior does not really feel comfortable reading Roman numerals. No one really does, but like maybe it takes you a little extra of a second. And you were very particular before giving the information because a lot of it was tied to who has the Super Bowl, ESPN, Fox, ABC, all that type of stuff. A lot of it was tied to who has the Super Bowl. So you saw the Roman numerals in the break. It took you probably the entire break to figure out which ones were which. And then, you know, you did a great job until halfway through. Then you started asking for the receipts. And this is basically what you said.
Yeah, this went really poorly for me as I tried to educate everyone on which Super Bowls ABC will be broadcasting in 2026 and in 2030. It did not sound like that when I said it the first time. That one, and I believe Super Bowl 30, is the other Super Bowl that ESPN will be broadcasting. According to Adam Schefter, our ESPN NFL insider, ESPN 30. Plus... 30.
30, dirty 30. Look at the 30 number, always not letting you be great, okay?
Yeah, no, it's a struggle out here to say the least. I am going to maybe hopefully get better by that time, but 2026 and 2030 are the seasons that after which ABC will broadcast the Super Bowl. One of those, 2026, is Super Bowl 61. I think I've got all the answers here right now. I'm going to try and do a better job because
you got it.
Now we're in the mix. Now ESPN, ABC, going to be putting on some Super Bowls, which means we are going to be a part of the coverage somehow, some way.
We will finesse our ways into being the backup commentators for the game, but I don't know if we'd like Detroit. I think that's where the Super Bowl might be for us, ABC. But it's all good. We'd rather be there, right? Be there and be square. Now, Junior, there's been a lot of breaking news from the NFL free agency, and I know some of it hits you very personally. But, you know, I sort of brought up the idea here that there are certain teams, especially with young quarterbacks, that might be on the chopping block knowing that they've had some time to grow. And I'm thinking about, you know, the Arizona Cardinals potentially now, you know, bolstering up their roster, but in a really tough division. The Jets are also very interesting, especially with the new coach and their picks. And then last but not least, the New York Giants, which I love because this was breaking news for all of us, maybe except you, because your friend, former teammate, had some news involving the Giants.
Yeah, how amazing is this? Is Kyle Rudolph, former Notre Dame tight end, my former roommate, his daughter Andy is my goddaughter. She has a twin sister, Finn, a little brother named Henry. And so this is like my little extended family here. And so I'm, you know, hearing all of this from Adam Schefter, our ESPN NFL insiders. It's always weird in the days where I'm getting texts from our insiders about my friend. But Adam Schefter broke the news. Former Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph reached an agreement with the New York Giants. And you're right, Janae, that fit right in. First off, congrats, Rudy. Hell of a day. Very excited for him and his family here. That one is very near and dear, very close to home.
Does this mean that you're like not going to come hang out with me because now your friend is in New York? And so like I thought I was your friend in Cali, but I feel like now you're going to probably be tethered to Connecticut.
Listen, I have friends all over the world, and I just want to make sure they are all valued, they all feel good, that my friends in Los Angeles feel valued. And so I'm going to try and spin all these plates, Janae, because it is nice. I've been waiting for years for one of my college friends to finally take a job in the East Coast, and so this is as close as I've gotten so far.
Yes. Well, congratulations to Rudy, but this had to be exciting to get the news straight from him.
It did. It's exciting in a lot of ways, Janae. Janae and Golic Jr. are brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven, because Kyle actually brings up one of the things that I was looking at, the Giants, because We have seen in New York right now, the Jets have that number two pick in the draft. They've still got Sam Darnold on that roster. They went out and they signed Corey Davis from the Titans. And we've heard some whispers and rumors about Juju Smith-Schuster, the former Steelers wide receiver, who's now a free agent, that maybe they'll bring him in too and continue to add and bolster the weapons around whoever's going to play quarterback there. And I looked up and thought, wow, we're getting to that time in free agency, that time of year where we're going to look and be able to identify the teams that are in that prove-it mode. But think of Baker Mayfield last year. Think of Josh Allen last year where you had quarterbacks in situations. Loaded up. You bring Stephon Diggs to Buffalo. Kevin Stefanski takes that job in Cleveland. There were no excuses for those quarterbacks, and they stepped up. I look at the Giants and I look at the Cardinals and say those are two situations now with Daniel Jones going into his third year, with Kyler Murray in that same spot, now in their time as starters in a spot where they've got to go out here and prove it. Because I don't think Kyler Murray's playing for his job. I think Kyler Murray's playing for a contract. But I think in Arizona, if things go poorly this year, Cliff Kingsbury's playing for his job. Mm-hmm. And I think in New York, Dave Gettleman and Daniel Jones are both in a situation where this year their fates are going to be tied together, and I feel like we get that answer. I just wonder if the Giants are doing enough, and today is a first step towards that goal.
Yeah, where would you rank, you know, basically your confidence levels when it comes to the Jets, the Giants, and the Cardinals?
Whew. You know what? It's such an interesting way to frame that, Janae, because you've got three different divisions in that. You've got the Cardinals in maybe the toughest division in all of football still in that loaded NFC West.
What do you think of the, you know, Rodney Hudson and AJ Green joining?
Man, what a coup for them. So, and you know what? This is the good way to look at this, right? Because we're going to see all these teams compete in different divisions. And what have they done to support the quarterback in the middle of there? You've got Arizona, who did bring in Rodney Hudson, which I need to see some reporting of something that happened behind the scenes because the Raiders are making no sense right now. They just signed, I think, a backup running back to a $12 million deal or something ridiculous like that after letting one of the better centers in the league go right to Arizona and Rodney Hudson. So between that and AJ Green coming over there, Chiné, I think they've gone out and done really well getting some protection, continuing to add weapons for their promising young quarterback. I'd imagine Cardinals fans feel pretty good about that, Chiné. I just wonder, and at Chiné, at Mike Golic Jr., Giants fans looking at this, and we've got a lot of them in the building here, do you feel like your team is doing enough? Again, I think going out and signing Kyle is a good weapon for a quarterback like Daniel Jones, who you want to see continue to make this next step. Tight ends, very quarterback friendly.
Great locker room dude.
Yes, I would say unbelievable presence. Was Minnesota's Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for about 3 years running. I look at the rest of that room, Chiné, and I just wonder, we've seen, all right, Leonard Williams signed to a long-term deal on defense there. A lot of the moves made on that side of the ball. Do Giants fans feel like Dave Gettleman is pushing his chips in the middle of the table with Daniel Jones in the way it feels like is happening in Arizona in very similar circumstances?
What is Rudy going to be like when Joe Judge says, we're starting to practice all over again after 45 minutes in?
I have a feeling Kyle is ready to work at this point. Like, this is a guy who has been around the league it's so crazy because, like, we're getting ready for you to go back for a season right now. Like, we're seeing inside that window, and Kyle's one of the last teammates that I had. There's a few still out there, but, like, that are my age that are still playing. He's going, just finished up year 10 in the NFL. Like, that's a crazy thing to say about someone who's my age and my peer. But when you get to that point, you know how it is. You're probably going to get a few of those vet days mixed in if you're one of those guys.
True.
He's going to come in and be one of the elder statesmen on this team. And so I think with that comes an understanding. You're going to show up. You're going to do the job. But we want you there when the real games start. And so you get a couple of those. They used to call them in Pittsburgh the leak squad. If you're leaking oil a little bit, you get a few extra days off in training camp. When I got to Pittsburgh, Ryan Clark, our ESPN NFL analyst, was one of the elder statesmen on that team, which meant every once in a while, him and Troy Polamalu got to sit on the side of practice on their helmets and watch the rest of us work the way I think Kyle's going to get a few of those days.
Good, because I'm only approaching, I think it's like year six for me in the W, and they're like, oh, Chiné, you should do that. I'm like, I'm getting up there now. I'm the other side of five, all right?
You know what, Chiné, I feel like you're at the spot now in your career where you can start to finesse some of those moments like that. Like, you can go out there. The problem with you is you've got your sister. You've got NECA, your sister.
Oh, my gosh.
Former WNBA MVP playing on that team. And so you can put it past the coaches. Like, I feel like that's an easier conversation. Is she going to let you off the hook?
Look, NECA won every sprint when she was at Stanford for 4 years. NECA left, and they're like, Chiné, your turn to win sprints. I was like, that's my sister. That ain't me. That ain't me. I will go hard, but NECA's a superhuman, okay?
See, the biggest thing working against your vet days, and those are an important part of the pro athlete experience, the biggest thing working against that is in your own house. It's unbelievable. Yep. So
be your own people.
Sometimes it do be your own people. So congrats to Rudy, but I think those larger questions about what's going on in Arizona, what's going on in New York, at Chenea, at Mike Golic Jr., Giants fans, are you comfortable with the direction your offseason is going? Do you feel like this franchise is setting up your quarterback in a year that I think is going to decide his future? All right, Chenea and Golic Jr. here. We're brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. We got important questions to ask. The Patriots have been in the news all offseason long. Is their starting quarterback even on the roster at this point in time for week one? Would you book it? We'll ask that question next here. Chenea and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Chenea and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Are Chenea and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. We are where the money resides, at least today when it comes to NFL TV deals. And I can't wait for about 10 minutes. We get to chat with our friend, Uncle Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst, and talk about the TV deal, but more importantly, like why he believes he should be on the sidelines. Do you know how amped up Dan would be as a sideline reporter? Like, tell me exactly what that play would be. Like, the passion would carry through. I love him on game. Chenea, it would be so fun.
It's incredible. I've gotten a chance to call a game. Me and Dan Orlovsky were with Bob Wischusen on the call for the Pinstripe Bowl 3 years ago. And up in the booth with Dan, whenever he gets ready to make a point, he immediately flips back into football mode where he's like a quarterback and he gets in this big, wide power stance and he starts flexing out here. That guy leans into every point that he makes. That is how knee-deep in the game Dan Orlovsky still is.
I know. He's very much animated and I love it. And sometimes like you can take the athlete out of the court or off the field, but you can't take the athlete out of the athlete. Like he's one of those guys that just reverts like instantly. You know what it is. Chenea, I could beat you one-on-one, right?
He never stops. He never turns it off. So that's why we love Dan. That's why we're looking forward to talking to him very soon. But before we do that, it's spicy take season. We have got one of our favorite times. It's Thursday. We remembered to do it today. NCAA March Madness might have tipped off, but I promise you it doesn't hold a candle to Book It. Let's go. All right, guys, Book It. You know the drill. You add Book It to any of your hot take. It's a hot take multiplier. It allows you to feel like Stephen A. Smith, if only for a moment.
You can book it.
Put it in the books.
You know what time it is. It's Book It time, damn it.
I'm still saying no.
And Book It is brought to you by Body Armor Light Sports Drink, made with no artificial sweeteners and no sugar added to hydrate your active lifestyle. We're going to give you a spicy take. If you like it, you yell Book It. Everyone feels good. You feel like Stephen A. Smith. If you don't, we won't. We move on. We've got Chris today. We've got another Philadelphia native in the building right now working with us on the show. Chris, are you ready for your debut on Book It here?
I am ready.
All right. We got the first question up here. Let's go.
Junior, I'll start with you. Are you booking it? Russell Wilson will not be a member of the Seahawks at the start of the season.
So this is becoming interesting. Adam Schefter, our ESPN NFL insider, was on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, was on Get Up this morning, and said this is getting very real, that we need to expand our mind on the teams that may be available, the teams that may be willing to go ahead and shoot their shot with Russell Wilson. Chenea, I am still not going to book this one. I think all signs still point to this staying passive, aggressive, but never crossing that threshold this year. The future is one thing. This year, completely different.
I think you've taught me very well, Junior, that I'm not going to book this too. One, because we learn a lot from where the big boys are, and that's not where Seattle is, right? And so even though the big boys are not there to protect him, he's on pace to be the most sacked quarterback in NFL history. The money resides, too, another argument that we sort of lean on. The money resides with Seattle and his contract for the cap hits. Given the situation, I don't see him leaving either. So I get you.
No, I think it's going to be very tough here. All right, Chris, what do we got coming up next?
Chenea, for you?
Okay.
All four number one seeds will make the final four. Are you booking it?
Okay. I am not going to book this one.
With all due respect,
because
that's not good enough.
A lot of people, and I think, Junior, you brought this up, Michigan, even though they have the, you know, they're the fun team. We had Juwan Howard on our network today. We all root for that story. And it's just, the tournament's more fun when Michigan's great, right? I think in the East region, there's Alabama out there, and Alabama has made some waves. They're a number two seed. The East has Michigan. Michigan is without their forward, Isaiah Livers, who leads the team in minutes played per game, ranked second in scoring. So you have a number one seed that is missing one of their guys, plus Alabama at the two with the second best defense in the country. I think that would probably be a little avenue for them to find themselves in the final four potentially. But I don't know. I'm rooting for Juwan, but it's hard for me to see this as the best upset. So I do not book this one.
I'm hard pressed to think that we're going to get four number ones. I'm not going to book it either. Michigan,
damn that.
Illinois, Baylor, and Gonzaga, for anyone that's forgotten the four ones going into this season. Ohio State at number two in that Baylor region is tough. And we talked to Jordan Cornette earlier, our ESPN ACC analyst, who's got Gonzaga going down to Illinois in his championship on his bracket, but I'm not going to book it. Chiney, and I'm with you. It is very easy for me to pick against Michigan. We all know that. Chiney Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're playing Book It. Chris, what do we got?
Shannon, I'm sorry. I'm going to reword this one to sound more positive for the Eagles. So, Mike, Jalen Hurts will have a better statistical season than Carson Wentz. Are you booking it?
Ah, so this is interesting. Yes, the Philadelphia natives on this show trying to make sure they protect their own feelings and selfish interests on here.
Absolutely correct.
Will Jalen Hurts have a better statistical season than Colts quarterback Carson Wentz? I am not going to book this, Chiney.
No, sir. No.
I am not going to go so far as Dan Orlovsky has to say that Carson Wentz could be an MVP candidate next year based on how he plays. But I think the structure on that team around him is going to be as good and secure as he's had in a while as far as the defense, as far as the line in front of him. And I just think that's going to put him in a better position than a Philadelphia team that's been ravaged by injury for the last few years and is doing a bit of an identity turnover right now in some key places.
Yeah, the system is probably better for a quarterback in Indianapolis than it is for Jalen Hurts, even though he has made lemonade out of lemons. And so just plug and play. I'm going with Carson Wentz. I'm not going to be able to book this one.
Really?
All right, we got time for one more here, Chris. What do we got?
I'll give you a spicy one. Mike, The Bucks have done enough to justify Giannis's decision to stay in Milwaukee. Are you booking it?
Okay, so the Bucks are third in the East. They're a game and a half back from the 76ers in first place. They just beat that Sixers team, albeit without Embiid, last night. Chiney, I am not going to book it here.
Really?
I think for this to really be justified, there's got to be another superstar added to this roster. We see that's just how this league works. With the exception of Kawhi and that Raptors team from a couple of years ago, I don't think you can do it alone. I think it's admirable the way we've seen Dame and others try to attack that. But I think until Milwaukee goes out here and gets him that kind of co-star, I think it's going to be them having to work to prove that he made the right call with them.
Ceding my time to this question, Junior, sitting down on the court is not cool. Are you going to book that?
I am 100% going to book that. I'm sorry. Giannis celebrating after big late game heroics against Philadelphia last night. Chiney, the Sixers getting all bent out of shape about this. I don't understand it. It's not a cool way to stun on anybody. It just doesn't work for me.
It was jarring, but I like it because it came with a win. So I'm going to just co-sign it. As long as you win, you can do whatever you want.
That is true. That is true. You get what you want when you're popping, or when you're popping, you can do what you want. Either way, one of those works. But book it.
Oh, better. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
There we go. Now we're cooking with gas. Book It is brought to you by Body Armor Light Sports Drink, made with no artificial sweeteners and no sugar added to hydrate your active lifestyle. All right, coming up next, we'll check in with our favorite quarterback, Uncle Dan, Dan Orlovsky, and find out what his take on Roman numerals are, what his role in Super Bowl 61 is going to be, and if the New York Giants have done enough for their quarterback heading into a pivotal year. That's next after this word from Indeed. Now, as a business owner, your time is your most valuable resource. That's why Indeed has Instant Match. You post a sponsored job and Indeed instantly matches millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates who best fit your job description. You want to go beyond the resume? Choose from over 135 skill tests to challenge applicants on hard skills like computer proficiency or soft skills like customer service. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Does anyone understand Roman numerals? Next on ESPN Radio.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Our show is super trendy. Our show is super fun. And we follow hashtags on social media. I mean, my host is pretty much Twitter famous, okay? While March Madness is going on, there are a lot of athletes that are competing that are saying hashtag not NCAA property. We'll explain how that came to be in about 10 minutes as we go one and done. But right now, let's head to our favorite one. It's Chiney Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Chiney Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr. holding it down. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, Junior not too long ago told his teams that are in prove it mode for the upcoming season, the Arizona Cardinals, the New York Giants, and the Jets. And for more on that and this, also the new NFL TV deal that includes us, ESPN/ABC, getting a Super Bowl in 2026, right, Junior?
2026 and 2030 as opposed to Super Bowl 30.
Super 30.
Which I said like an idiot before. Oh, my God. Dan, do you have any idea how to read Roman numerals, or am I the only one that's lost on these?
No, yeah, I got them. I'm not an idiot.
Oh, wow. There you
All
go.
Right, fair enough. I didn't realize they had those high honors classes at UConn. I digress.
took me 17 years to graduate.
Better late than never. I can say we are proud of you on that one.
Yeah, it was Super Bowl 30, which was a comedy, but it meant 2030. But it's okay, Junior. We have the sound on that to hold you for receipts. Dan, we were just joking, you know, as a show, we want to be the backup analyst so that we end up going, but knowing that we're likely not going to do anything, but we just get to have fun at the Super Bowl. What would your role be in 2026 and 2030 when it comes to our Super Bowl coverage? What's your, like, manifest your dream role?
Oh, shoot, I'm calling the game. I mean that's the manifestation. That's the goal. That's the eyes focused on now is that I become good enough where ESPN and ABC and Disney decide that's the guy that's going to call the game. So with all due respect to everybody else, I'm just being dead honest here. I want to be the person calling that football game.
Love it.
You know what? Like I said, that's what we love about you, Dan, is we know we're always going to get your honest opinion on these things. Speak it into existence, and we're going to speak it here right along with you. Now, Dan, on the road to that point here, we've seen that big TV deal announced. We've seen plenty of deals in free agency. As you've watched through these first few days of NFL free agency, what move has stuck out to you as the best value so far that a team has gotten?
I mean, I think the most important move is Joe Tooney going to the Chiefs. They flipped a weakness into a strength with LDT coming back and signing Kyle Long. So I think, like, the reassurance of the interior of their offensive line has been big. Like the Chargers, I think it's really smart. Jared Cook didn't get cut by New Orleans because he can't play. They just can't afford him. I think Mitchell Trubisky going to Buffalo is huge. Two reasons why. The Buffalo Bills have shown us, one, that they can develop quarterbacks. Look at what has happened for Josh Allen over the last 18 months. So for individually, the developmental aspect for Mitchell Trubisky, I love. And then they're a Super Bowl caliber football team. The worst thing that could happen is if your starter has to miss a game or two, that you don't have a guy that's capable to go in and give you a chance. And I think Mitchell is at least going to be able to do that for Buffalo. So I really like that for some kind of sneaky, really smart free agent signings.
Love it. Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Chinay Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr., and Dan Orlovsky, our own ESPN NFL analyst, and manifesting, calling the game in 2026 and 2030. Now, Dan, you know, a lot of people, we're talking about contracts, and you're a former New England-ish quarterback, right? Junior came for your credibility with the UConn stuff. I am not on that energy. But speaking of New England quarterbacks, you know, Cam Newton, we all knew the deal. I thought it was interesting. $5.1 million for the contract as a healthy backup on the roster. $8.6 million if he starts and is able to make it to the playoffs. We know the money basically points at backup. Who do you think the starter is going to be on week one this upcoming season for the Patriots?
I think they want it to be Trey Lance from North Dakota State. I think all these moves in free agency by New England have shown aggression, abnormal aggression. Now, usually New England in the draft is somewhat passive. We'll trade back, we'll acquire picks. They're very tactical. I think that we're going to see abnormal aggression by New England in the draft as well to try and go up and get Trey Lance. Trey Lance is this guy that intangibly fits what New England is. Incredible leader, beloved by teammates, desire to go be great. Kind of this maniacal work ethic, but he's also going to fit the quick decision making. Ball placement's got to be a premium. Be really good with your decisions. Value the football, athletic quarterback that they're trending towards. So I think they want it to be Trey Lance, and that's why they've set themselves up. They've got Cam if it doesn't happen. So I think it's been a very interesting, just kind of almost a new version of New England. And Chinay, don't get it twisted. The last time UConn played Notre Dame in football, they got curb stomped. So don't get it twisted.
It was not a great time. I was there for that game. No one was having fun on senior day in South
Talk
Bend
there Dan.
When UConn rolled into town. No, that's we never worry about that, from challenging you to games of one-on-one to reminding me of one of the worst Notre Dame football games I've ever been around. Dan's always here for the smoke. But Dan, I also want the truth when we talk about the quarterback situation in New York. We've spent a lot of time looking at Sam Darnold and the Jets. I want to look over in the Giants locker room. We see this offseason, the Cardinals giving Kyler Murray a bunch of weapons. We see the Jets looking into the receiver market, already signing Corey Davis. Do you think Dave Gettleman and the Giants are doing enough to put Daniel Jones in a position to succeed in what looks like a make-or-break year for him?
Well, I love the Kyle Rudolph signing. I think that Kyle Rudolph brings, obviously, talent, leadership, all that stuff. But a guy that, listen, quarterbacks really want guys that they know or feel confident that are going to get open, zone or man. Like, I just know it that when this play calls, like, this guy's got a great understanding of what I'm looking for. I think Kyle's going to bring that to Daniel Jones. So I do like that. But they need a receiver. Now, the challenge for the Giants, just being fair to them, Mike, they don't have any money. Hey, they got no money to spend. I think they've got like $1 million in cap room. So they just haven't had a ton of financial expense or financial flexibility to go after. I will say this. And Matt Miller on NFL Live said today that Dave Gettleman doesn't like to draft receivers early. If they're at 11 and they don't take, if Jalen Waddle is there and they don't take Jalen Waddle, Giants fans should revolt. They should absolutely flip upside down because they've invested in the line. They've got a good defense. They lost Golden Tate. Shep is still good. Slayton's good. But Jalen Waddle can be huge, huge for Daniel Jones because the last thing you want at the end of the season is to still have a question mark on whether or not Daniel Jones is the guy, but also have the asterisk next to it is, have we supported him enough? Have we given him a chance to show us he's the guy? That falls on Dave Gettleman.
And that's what we'll wait and see heading into this upcoming season. A lot of decisions getting made through the rest of free agency. And as Dan mentioned, the draft coming up here at the end of April. Dan, we appreciate the time as always, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
all right?
Dan.
Later, guys. Be good.
Dan Orlovsky, our ESPN NFL analyst, proud UConn alum and former NFL quarterback with us on Chenay and Golick Jr. But Dan, like us, comes from the college ranks. And we're hearing some noise there for the first time in a long time. What people are always missing when they talk about name, image, likeness, and the college athlete experience next after this word from Body Armor.
One thing I love about Dan is he's super honest and he always tells you exactly what his goals are. Love that about him. And let Body Armor Lite help you achieve your fitness goals this year. Body Armor Lite is the low-calorie sports drink hydrating your active lifestyle. It has no artificial sweeteners, no sugar added, and only 20 calories per 16-ounce bottle. And it comes in flavors like peach mango, tropical coconut, and our favorite, strawberry lemonade. I mean, it's always good. Body Armor Lite, keeping you hydrated during your workouts and your busy day. From now until April 30th, buy $20 of any Body Armor product and earn $10 in fitness cash to select fitness retailers nationwide. You can learn more at bacommittofit.com. That's bacommittofit.com. Now, March Madness just about to start, but players are already making a statement off the court. We will tell you the hashtag you need to know right after this on Chenay and Golick Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live. Come watch us on ESPN Plus.
Chenay and Golick Jr., the podcast.
Where we will reset with the information we have to the best of our ability regarding the civil lawsuits involving Deshaun Watson, alleging improprieties there. But right now, let's head to the NCAA to discuss this. It's Chenay and Golick Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. Chenay Ogwumike and Mike Golick Jr. Now, playing games, it's exciting time, right? March Madness, we missed it last year, and playing games are happening right now. We've got four games happening tonight, and here on our show, we have a segment called One and Done that's pretty much become all of our experiences as former collegiate student athletes, myself from Stanford, yourself from Notre Dame. And in this segment, we talk about the NCAA and what our experiences have sort of colored how we sort of advocate for athletes now. And there's something happening that actually probably is likely going to continue to be a narrative in March Madness. Now, we all know that the NCAA has been under increasing scrutiny and pressure to change the rules that prohibit athletes from capitalizing on name, image, and likeness, whether it's the College Athletes Bill of Rights at the Supreme Court. We know that six states have already passed laws that will make, you know, amateurism illegal in the future. Obviously, these are all pending the overall judgments that are coming in the hopefully upcoming months. Now, several, you know, prominent players at March Madness, you know, at the tournament took aim at the NCAA on social media on Wednesday, demanding changes to how they are, you know, allowed to be compensated in the latest, you know, display of power together collectively, which, mind you, Junior, is interesting because this is the first time the NCAA is in a bubble, which probably helps them in solidarity and getting on the same page. I'm talking of the guy I mentioned before, Isaiah Livers of Michigan, Geo Baker of Rutgers, and Jordan Bohannon of Iowa, who went to social media using the hashtag not NCAA property And basically, these athletes who are staying at hotels, which are a short walk from NCAA headquarters in downtown Indianapolis, they're urging the association to allow them to earn money for things like sponsorship deals, etc. And they've made personal cases about musicians and artists that are able to capitalize off of their name, image, and likeness. Why not athletes? And why not have this full discussion in One and Done?
So much to say.
Are you good? Like, do you need a minute to breathe? Do you need some water?
So little time.
I'm trying to balance a lot right now.
One and Done.
So, Junior, do you think that this hashtag is going to be louder and louder and a bigger narrative? Because I sort of get the feeling that based on them sort of unified in one place, this is the space for them to actually make their voices heard on the greatest platform, which ironically is the biggest moneymaker for the NCAA.
You know what, Chiney? They might, and I don't say that as a cop-out answer, but we don't know. These are 18 to 20-year-olds in a situation unlike anything we've ever seen. But the fact that they've gotten here already is a testament to this. These three in particular, Jordan, Isaiah, and Gio, reportedly started talking earlier last summer about this, got together, were able to kind of link up on this, and now we're getting to put this into action on an issue that's already been won. Matt Brown does a great newsletter talking about some of the inner workings of the business side of college athletics. And you mentioned this is already going the way for players. Name, image, and likeness is as good as done. The state legislatures, state lawmakers have forced the hand on this. So the players are playing a winning hand in this spot already, but the fact that it's coming from them and the fact that it's their own words, Chiney, you know, when we were in college, and it wasn't that long ago, my 10-year anniversary is coming up next year, athletes were not using their voices in this same way. People weren't as comfortable doing this, and so that comfort level alone puts me over the top with joy on this, Chiney, because this is already an issue that they've won, but it's nice to be reminded that it's not just the media, it's not just former players asking for this on their behalf. College players are saying, this is what we want. How are you going to make sure it happens for us?
But you know what's unfair? It is an issue that we know the tides have completely turned. When you have Cory Booker, who Stanford grad, is advocating for you and the College Athlete Bill of Rights on the Supreme Court, when you have a number of states starting to continue to aggregate and that number grows and grows, you know the issue is one. The part that makes me feel bad is the present, right? And it's, and I guess that's the point, right? Every movement requires sacrifice, and for these players to step into a space where they don't know if a penalty can come from this, but the one thing they do know is that solidarity and that hashtag is loud. I wouldn't be surprised if the We Want to Play movement sort of inspired too, knowing that this was the off season, what we're dealing with the pandemic. We saw the We Want to Play amount in amazing leadership, the necessary leadership that got a season produced, right? But when it comes to the athletes benefiting off of name, image, and likeness, now that's when it gets a little tricky. But still, that means that there's a greater sacrifice knowing that, hey, maybe I won't benefit from this right now. And that to me is what's the unfair part, because they're a part of something that the NCAA will benefit from largely March Madness. That's the part where I'm just like, man, they are making the sacrifice. I wish we could get on the same page right now. I do think that this hashtag will continue to be explored, maybe not as many voices considering they're very busy playing basketball right now, but it is necessary because that will catch the attention of the NCAA overall.
Well, and that's the thing I want everyone to keep in mind, and Matt pointed this out, is they are getting ready to play this right now. They are going to do this, and so expecting them to boycott games or do anything like that. Like, these guys just weathered a crazy season to try and get to this point. The men and women playing in these tournaments deserve to go out and play basketball if that's what they want to do right now. The point is what you mentioned. People listen when we said athletes wanted to play. You have a layup chance to listen to them now. And I've already seen bad actors out there who are trying to go back to tired arguments about, well, the value comes from the school and these players wouldn't have that kind of value without it. Save it. When I was at Notre Dame, my last year at Notre Dame, we were 12-0 undefeated. And I remember we went to the Studebaker Museum in South Bend. We went to do a meet and greet with fans and sign autographs. And we didn't get paid for any of that. But people showed up because we were a mobile representation of the brand of Notre Dame. And we were ourselves. We were people that had followings. We had people that put out videos, YouTube clips that had given them fan access and fan familiarity. 2 months later, when I was off campus and I had graduated, I was done with my time at Notre Dame. I went to do an autograph signing in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and got paid $5,000 to sit for two different couple-hour sessions to sign my autograph. Nothing had changed about me. I hadn't played any more football. I wasn't associated with an NFL team yet. I had just in name left Notre Dame's campus, but now all of a sudden my time was worth money. So it's a reminder that anyone trying to sell you that stuff is a bad actor. It's bunk. It's bull.
Look, I couldn't have said it better myself, friend.
You just get tired of hearing the same old thing from the same old people on this who just want to go back to this for doing their thing. The mute button's a powerful, powerful thing. Again, hashtag not NCAA property. That's what's going on in the world of college athletics. Coming up, more on legal action against one of the NFL's biggest stars next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.